How was it down there this morning?
It was good. You know, a lot of people, we were all working together. You know, the Falcons trying to improve, we're trying to improve. It was just a great practice.
How has this last week or so been, you know, practicing with two different teams? How much do you guys feel like you've learned? You had kind of an accelerated, you know, learning curve, I guess, with these last, you know, four practices with these other teams?
You know, it's just different. We you know, we've been facing the 3-4 team the entire time, and now we have a different team, a different style of defense last week, different style this week. So I think it's really good to get how they actually play. We get to practice against that before we see it in the game. So I think it's going to help us out.
You guys have had a lot of moving pieces at this point in camp on the interior of the offensive line. How are you guys adjusting together?
We're working good together. The great thing about the offensive line is we have a coach, Dante, that he makes us all do exactly what we're supposed to do or attempt to. And so we know what we're supposed to do. We know what to expect of the people around us, no matter who it is. We know, you know, where each person is supposed to be, and so we get real comfortable no matter who's in there.
Steven, can you talk about the play so far, Dan Connolly, in training camp and in the New Orleans game?
Yeah, he's a solid player, you know, and he's a guy he can play multiple positions, and he does a really good job. And you know, it's great that he's in there, and he's doing a good job.
What about you know, we've seen Dan Connolly play a handful of games. We don't know as much about Ryan Lindell. What have you seen out of him so far?
I think Ryan Lindell's doing pretty good. I mean, I'm not the guy evaluating, but I think he's holding his own. He's staying in there, and he's playing against all the good guys versus the Saints. You know, I mean, he's a good competitor and a great teammate.
You heard that the Falcons had a 5-minute break today in practice. You guys usually don't do that. Was that kind of an unusual thing for you guys, or did it matter?
Well, you know, back early on, I remember we used to have a little 5-minute break after the special teams periods. So I remembered those times. But I guess, you know, they're down here in some extreme heat, and so that's, you know, part of the environment.
Steve, I think we're good.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, thanks for joining us.